Tess Mittag is our guest today with the OABCIG School Spotlight. And just like many of our schools, we're talking FFA appropriately during National FFA Week. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning.
Let's hear about some of the things some of your Falcons FFA members are doing this week.
So today, actually, due to our snow day, we were supposed to have a dress-up day, and then we are having a duck hunt. So myself and some other Falcon staff, we hide rubber ducks around the school so the kids can have fun with that, but also every student in the high school can have fun with that. Tomorrow, what we're doing is we're having Agriculture College Day. So kids will be supporting those colleges and universities across the state of Iowa and the Midwest that have agriculture programs. And then we're also hosting an FFA movie night. So chapter members can come hang out in our ag room and watch movies and kind of bond and celebrate National FFA Week. On Wednesday, then, we are hosting a coloring contest in both of our elementary. So they have been working hard on those, and we're going to announce our winners that day, and then also wearing official dress so everyone in the community will be seeing our blue jackets. On Thursday, we are just going to celebrate OABCIG FFA with some gear, and then on Friday, we are wearing blue and gold to support the organization.
Well, you mentioned off the top Monday's snow day. Are the ducks still going to be around on Tuesday then for the students?
That they are.
Okay.
They are going to be hid all week. So after one day that they find them all, I will put them back out so they can go hunting all week.
Now, how long have you been with the FFA chapter at OABCIG?
This is my second year. Last year was my first year teaching, and so I've been with them 2 years now.
Tess, what are some things that I know highlighted this week with the FFA week, but I know your chapter's busy all year. Would you mind sharing some of the other things that maybe your FFA members do?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, on Friday as well, we will be participating in sub-district FFA contests. So the leadership contest that we gear up for every single year, we actually are participating in them on Friday. So I know our students have been working super hard in the ag room and outside of the classroom studying for those. But we also participate in national convention, state convention. We have some members show at the Iowa State Fair. So their projects that they take to the county fair, they end up taking to the state fair as well. And we do various activities in the community, such as planting flowers around Ida Grove. And we do various things in all the community.
Roughly how many members this year?
This year we have about 70 FFA members, which is fantastic. And our numbers keep growing, so that makes me very excited about where our chapter is going.
Well, enjoy the rest of your week, all right? Sounds like a fun one planned.
Yes, thank you. Happy National FFA Week.
Tess Mittag, our guest, representing OABCIG School Spotlight Program every other week right here on Mix 101.7.